You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends, for WGOD Radio. Be curious to see where the dial, where we end up today on WGOD Radio. What is the Lord going to show us today out of His Word? In the meantime, I want to encourage you to go to WGODontheair.net. That's our website. We're on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at the same location, WGOD Radio. On our regular webpage, there's a link on there that says discuss today's broadcast. I encourage you to go there when you have the time and get into some discussions here over, you know, perhaps whatever it is the Lord has revealed to you during this program, because I know He's speaking to you, because I know that He speaks through His Word. And we're focusing on His Word, letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide and speak to every one of us. So with that in mind, Lord God, we exalt and praise You today. We worship You in spirit and in truth. Lord, we come to You seeking wisdom, seeking knowledge, seeking a revelation from You, an understanding. We know where You speak in Your Word. We're in Your Word today. Speak to us and to our hearts through Your Word. Lead us, guide us, strengthen us, reveal Your truth to us today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, picking it up in verse 12. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, because I did not find Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia. Verse 14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. Now let's start on the first thing here. Let's land on and camp out on this first truth, the Holy Spirit speaking to us today. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. God always leads you in triumph. This is the word of God to you today, friend. God always leads you in triumph. Many times we don't understand because we don't see it with our own eyes. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. God will always lead you in triumph, even if you don't see it. Let me say, especially if you don't see it. God will always lead you in triumph. Also keep in mind that triumph as you see it is not triumph, is not necessarily triumph as God sees it. The cross was a triumph. Certainly that's not the way the devil saw it. Certainly, that's not the way the disciples saw it at the time. Remember, the Lord Jesus was walking with them on the road. He said, why so gloomy? He goes, why are you guys walking around so gloomy? Then He said to them, oh, you fools. You fools and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered this way and to enter into his glory? You see, God always leads you in triumph. God always leads you in triumph. Trust him. Trust in God with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. God, I don't understand it. God, I don't understand it, but I trust in you. God, what I see with my own eyes, I don't understand. Remember, we walk by faith, not by sight. In all your ways, acknowledge him. God, I can't do this without your strength. God, I don't see the result. God, I don't see any fruit here in this ministry. God, I don't see this person changing at all. God, I don't see my troubles changing at all. God, this mountain still is high. It's bigger than it ever was. In all your ways, acknowledge him. That is, admit and confess your weaknesses to God. He wants you to be genuine. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Now, remember what it says in Psalm 119. It says here in Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Your word, friends, trust in God and trust in his word. Be in his word. This is where he's going to reveal these things to you, strengthen you. This is where he's going to speak to you. That's why I've changed this whole program and what we're doing here to this name here, WGOD Radio, because God's always broadcasting in his word. Let me encourage you. Do not lean on your own understanding, but trust in God and be in his word. His word is the light, which will light the path for you to walk on. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. And that's going to come, friend, through prayer and through you being in his word. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. I just want to encourage you today. I guess I say that word a lot, but that's all right. We need encouragement. And that is God always. It doesn't say God sometimes leads you in triumph. It doesn't say he might lead you in triumph. It says God will always lead you in triumph in Christ. And he's not done through us. Now, the New King James says diffuses. Actually, it's just the word is made known, as it says here. Let me pull up my King James version here for verse 14. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. So really, that's what it means, is make known here, made manifest. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us makes manifest or reveals the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Verse 15, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Imagine that. You are the fragrance of Christ. That is, you smell like Jesus, and this pleases him. You smell like Jesus. You have, and the word there means, actually, it means a good odor or good fragrance. Euodos is the word. You is the prefix for good. Odos, where our word odor comes from, it's fragrance. Good fragrance. You smell like Jesus Christ to God, and you are the fragrance of Christ to those that are being saved. That is, you smell like God. You smell like Christ wherever you go. And that is, when people see you and smell you, I mean, you smell, you know, like, do you hear the figure of speech sometimes? Someone smells like this or smell, you know, some people sometimes, right before people perish, they have an odor of death to them. A newborn baby has another odor to them. They smell like a new car, right? Brand new baby, a brand new bouncing baby has a sweet odor to them, smell to them. That's beautiful. Likewise, you have the same thing. You have the odor of Christ. You smell like Jesus to those that are being saved. Certainly those who you lead to Christ, those who come to Christ because of you and your words, I'm sure that they will say that maybe you can say that about someone else. Ever met someone that just smells like God? It's just someone who's just something about them, the aura, the words, the look in their eyes. Now, also, likewise, you are the odor, you are the smell, you are the fragrance of Christ to those that are perishing as well. So you are the fragrance of Christ, both to those who consider you a godsend and to those who will reject him and want no part of him as well. You smell like Jesus. Isn't that funny? You smell like Jesus wherever you go. And some people, because you smell like Jesus, want what you have. They want the peace that you have. They want the joy that you have. You know, I guess this reminds me of this other verse here, and that is in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. It says, "A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." Now that was 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26. You are the aroma, the fragrance of Christ to those that are being saved. That is, to those that are being saved, they want what you have, friend. They see something in you. They see the peace that passes all understanding. This is, what's WGOD Radio? What is God saying to you today through this program? You are the fragrance of Christ. And may that fragrance be one of sweetness and honey, so that when others see you, that they'll want what you have. Not run from you and want no part of you. Let's be the fragrance of Christ to those that are being saved and to those that are perishing. I want to invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. This is the church that I pastor here. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. Now, this weekend, my sermon is entitled, "There Are No Atheists in Foxholes." That's what we're looking at this week. I've come to the realization that there's no such thing as an atheist. Even the Greek word, atheos, means without God. And there, if you literally, by the book, there's billions of atheists. But there's no atheists like people claim that they are. That they don't believe in God. Oh, no, there's no such thing as an atheist as American society defines them. No such thing. I invite you to come out to Island. That's what I'm preaching this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. Again, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. In the meantime, we'll be back again soon with another program in WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Never mind your circumstance, you might be rich, you might be poor. Still your heart cries out.